All right. Well, I had a good competitive game tonight, got to look at a lot of people, and so now we're ready to turn the page and start playing them for real a week from Sunday. So thought we competed well. Giants competed well. It's a good hard-fought game, and we got to look at a lot of people.
It's cut-down day, always tough for you, trying to make decisions.
It is. Yep. It's a tough day. Yep. Guys, they work hard, and some of them have been with us, for a decent amount, however long they've been with us, and they've done what we've asked them to do, and it's unfortunately a tough part of the business. We know that we got to beat a 53. Everybody knows that, but it's still hard to tell some guys that they're not going to make it after they've, worked so hard.
What is it that you saw out there that you liked? What was the positive thing about this game? Aside from the fact that you walked away without any injuries, which is always good in preseason, right?
Yeah. Well, we'll take a look at the film and, see how everybody did. But, we got a chance to play a lot of guys that, played in the Philadelphia game that didn't play as much last week. We'll see how much they improved. And, try to make our decisions here at the end of the week on our roster, our practice squad, things like that. So we'll see how it all shapes up.
What are your thoughts on the center competition? We saw, I think, four different centers play in the first half.
Yeah, well, we played with four guys last year, and they all showed that they could play at a good level. So we've had good competition there this training camp, this preseason, and we'll have to make a decision on it.
Do you see any clear-cut number one there right now?
We'll make our decisions here at the end of the week.
Number two quarterback between Brian and Ryan. What do you see with that competition?
That's been competitive as well. Yeah, it's been competitive as well. Those guys have gotten pretty much equal opportunities all the way through from the spring into the practices in preseason, in the preseason games, other than the Tampa game. We only played one quarterback after Tom in that game, but otherwise it's been about as equal as we could have it. So it's very competitive. It's tight, and we'll see. Try to make the best decision we can for the team on that one.
Well, you had to be very happy with how active Jermaine was tonight.
We'll go back and look at the film and see how everybody did. It's hard to watch everybody out there, but we played competitively and did some good things, and I'm sure there's other things that we still need to keep working on, but I think we made some improvement from, again, these are the guys who played mostly in the Philadelphia game, so I think we made some improvement in since that game to this one.
You might have touched on it in terms of your approach of who played and who didn't. How much of that was because of the tight schedule here?
Obviously, playing as many games close together, that had a lot to do with it. But everybody that played got an opportunity to show us what they can do, and that was important. The guys that played in the Tampa game got that opportunity. The guys that played in the Philadelphia game, the New Orleans game, the guys that practiced, so... whoever's out there, it's an opportunity for them, and it's an opportunity for us to evaluate them and also evaluate our team in those areas. So nothing wrong with that.
Sort of turn the page to Tennessee. Is it too early to talk about what you see from them as you prepare?
Yeah, I think right now we're just trying to, finish up take care of the Patriots right now. And we know we have a lot of tough opponents, and we know Tennessee will be tough on opening day, but... right now, we just need to do what's best for the New England Patriots. That's where our focus is.
Bill, what's the next 48 hours going to be like for you and the staff? How compressed is that decision-making, that whole process?
We've known it's coming. It's not like it was sprung on us. So, we've talked about this along the way. But now we'll have to make the final decisions to get all the information that we have, whether it be, performance, injuries, and whatever opportunities else. Whatever other opportunities there are in the league. There's always a lot of player movement at this time of year, so who knows how that'll will or won't affect our roster. I don't really know, but we'll take all those things in consideration and make the decisions that are best for our football team. And that's a process we always go through, so that's won't be any different.
Is there any concern going into the season with replacement referees?
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on that.
Good? Okay, great. All right, thanks. Okay.
Thank you, Coach.